Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai Pesach Van Sir, Harav Nir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We're going to be discussing, of course, the latest developments in the presidential campaign, because we've come to a turning point, I think. Donald Trump, of course, won a big victory in the New Hampshire primary, and that really is a very sad commentary on the type of people we have in this country now, the type of low-information voters who don't care about ideology, who don't care about the fact that Donald Trump is a leftist, who don't care about the fact that he is someone who has betrayed all principles throughout his sordid career. They don't care about any of that. And we see the same thing playing out now in the South Carolina primary, which will be held next Shabbat, which will be held next Saturday on February 20th. Once again, voters, according to polls, overwhelmingly supporting Donald Trump. I hope that his disastrous performance in last night's debate will negatively impact upon his polling numbers. We'll see. But so far, doesn't matter what he does. No matter what he does, the zombies and the low-information imbeciles that are supporting Donald Trump continue to support him. Even though in last night's debate, he came across so clearly as someone who was mentally unstable. He was shouting hysterically, interrupting everybody, screaming and insulting and carrying on and saying things that were just unbalanced. He is mentally unbalanced. I mean, he came across like a psychopath on television. This dangerous psychopath, and you know, even though he ran a business, you can run a business and still be a dangerous psychopath, still be a mentally unstable person. You've had people who became leaders of countries, like Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin. You've had many leaders of countries, leaders of empires, who were psychopathic people. So you could have somebody with serious mental problems who could reach the heights of power. And Donald Trump has mental problems. There's no question about it. His obsessive attacks, his obsessive crazy behavior, and obsession with the smallest little details of anyone who dares to in any way criticize him. It's an illness. It's not only narcissistic, it's not only megalomania. It's actually to the point where he could do very irrational things as president that could endanger the security of the world. It's very, very possible. So to have a dangerous psychopath like that in the White House would be an unmitigated nightmare. And I hope that people got a chance to see that at last night's debate. He was awful in that debate. His face was red. He was screaming and insulting and attacking people hysterically and shooting in every direction, incoherent. I mean, how could anybody possibly even consider voting for this piece of dreck to be president of the United States? It's unbelievable. Ted Cruz won the debate, hands down. There's no question that he easily won the debate. He was in command. His answers were great, and he's principled and true, and he's the only person running who has principles and who deserves support. And even though he won the debate, though, it doesn't matter, because the pundits and the commentators and the biased media will always say that he lost, or will always say that someone else, like one of the establishment candidates, like Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush, that they won. The biased media pundits will always say that because they're against Ted Cruz, because he is an anti-establishment candidate. He is the true anti-establishment candidate. They say that Donald Trump is an outsider and that he's anti-establishment. That's a lie. No one is more establishment than a multi-billionaire businessman who bribed politicians his whole life and who supported left-wing Democrat policies his whole life, and whose main selling point is that he knows how to make deals. I mean, that's the ultimate establishment insider. Donald Trump is the ultimate insider. The only person who's a true outsider, who is really going to be fighting for us, is Ted Cruz. But in any event, you see the incredible bias. Look, I mean, you go to Fox News. Fox News, day and night, trashes Ted Cruz. All they do is trash Ted Cruz. They look for every possible little angle to attack Ted Cruz, to trash Ted Cruz, to smear Ted Cruz. Just vicious. I mean, just vicious. And I'm not even going to go through all the terrible things, but you will never go on that site without seeing articles and videos. And then go, and if you watch Fox News, if you're unfortunate enough to watch Fox News, to see almost every day on Greta Van Susteren, that ugly pig, on her show, and she was supposed to be Miss Wisconsin. Boy, if I were from Wisconsin, I'd be ashamed that she was Miss Wisconsin. Oh, is she ugly. That animal, Greta Van Susteren, who was involved with a cult, who was involved with the Church of Scientology and a cult, that beast has Donald Trump on almost every night. Bill O'Reilly has Donald Trump on almost every night. I mean, you know, it's just, what a farce this is. I mean, it's just a farce. And by the way, Sean Hannity's such a coward. You know, he knows Ted Cruz is the only real conservative. He knows Donald Trump is a fraud, but he just wants ratings. And so he doesn't care. He just, if he thinks it's good for ratings, he'll praise Donald Trump. He refuses to go against anybody. Such a wimp, such a coward, such a fraud, such a ratings whore. Like all the other people, Megyn Kelly, another ratings whore. Just the lowest of the low. And they're the people who bring the so-called news and information to the moronic voters, the low-information moronic voters who accept the crap that they're spewing. So this is what we're dealing with now. And now South Carolina next Saturday looks like a difficult situation. It looks like Donald Trump has a big lead. We'll see what the polls, the post-debate polls say. But, you know, I can't be that optimistic considering the fact that you have an electorate who continue to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, you got people who call themselves evangelical Christians in South Carolina. They're the majority of the voters there who are voting for somebody who supports abortion, who supports gay marriage, who promoted gay pornography in his casino. He was the first casino owner to introduce gay pornography and pornography in general in the casinos. They never had strip shows and porno in casinos. Donald Trump introduced that for the first time in his casino. He brought that in. He is a smut peddler. He is slime. He is the scum of the earth. And you have evangelical Christians that are voting for him, that Jerry Falwell Jr. endorses him and talks about what a great person he is. Scum! These people are scum! And so if Trump does get the nomination, God forbid, but if he does, and certainly seems like there's a good chance now that he will, God forbid, but we're still fighting. We're still fighting for Ted Cruz, and we're going to fight for Ted Cruz. But God forbid, it seems like there's a good chance Trump will get the nomination. If he does, and if it's Trump versus Hillary Clinton, we're not going to support anybody, and we'll just return to JTF will return to concentrating on our Israeli activities, on our activities on behalf of the Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria, on the activities on behalf of the Jews in Israel, whom we're supporting and working for anyway right now, but we'll concentrate full-time just on that. And we'll really, you'll see us really full-time be working on trying to help the heroic Jews in Israel. You know why we also try to influence the presidential election, are still trying. We still want Ted Cruz in the White House because it would save Israel from the threat of an Iranian nuclear Holocaust, God forbid. This could save Israel and could save Israel in the other areas as well, because Ted Cruz is the one candidate that genuinely supports Israel. So because of our disastrous leaders that we have in Israel, the traitor leaders we have in Israel, we needed a president who would do this for Israel at a time like this. So, you know, we did get involved and we are still involved in the presidential campaign, and we're going to continue to fight for Ted Cruz. But if it doesn't work out and if Trump gets the nomination, God forbid, then, you know, we can always return to our activities on behalf of Israel. It would be unfortunate that we would have to do that, that we would have to basically concede the presidential election and concede all of this, but what could we do? You know, if there are candidates that are unacceptable that are running, there's not much we could do. And so we're going to still be in the fight. We are doing everything we can in South Carolina. We're actually in touch with people trying to help there, but there it's a much bigger state than much, much larger number of voters than in Iowa. And we're trying to do what we can. It's a tough uphill fight. We're going to do what we can. We got to continue to promote our videos. We got to continue to fight for Ted Cruz. We are going to continue to fight for Ted Cruz. Don't forget, to the last minute, you never know, things can turn around, can flip around the other way. And so we've got to keep fighting. We're not allowed to give up. We got to tell the truth and fight for what's right. Let's also pray. Let's remember that a prayer is very important. We're going to ask you to do four things now to make a difference, because we want to make a difference in the presidential election. Yes, we're fighting against the odds, but it's not hopeless. It isn't over yet by any means. So we need you to do four things to help us. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of what we're doing. And number two, We need you to help us when you see our Hebrew and or English videos. When you see them, promote the videos, help us with the videos. Number three, we need you to become active on our sites. If you speak Hebrew on hayamin.org, which is hayamin.org, it's our Hebrew site. And if you only speak English, then at least be active on the jtf.org site, which is an excellent site that the great moderator Shlomo updates 5 or 6 times a day with new articles, new information, sometimes more than that, sometimes 7 or 8 new articles a day. It's really a fantastic... Actually, 5 or 6 is not true. We have 7 or 8 new articles and new things that we put... articles or videos that we put up every single day. So you learn a lot. You learn a lot and will become very well informed by going to that site. Become active on jtf.org. And that's the third thing. And the fourth thing, of course, checks, money orders, cash donations. If only we had more support. If only we had more support, we could have done, made such a difference. And hopefully we can still make a difference. We're still going to try. But if we had, that the situation would be so much better if JTF were only stronger. If only we could really spread the word in a major way on the internet with more financial support and help the heroic Jews in Judea and Samaria more. If only we had more support, what a difference we could make. You can still make a difference. We have to do everything we can, and we're not allowed to be silent. Help us. Join with us. People who want to help, every check, every money order, every cash donation makes a big difference. It really does make a big difference. And there are people who, for convenience sake, would prefer to donate online. That's fine. It makes no difference to us. Any way you want to donate. If you want to donate by sending checks or money orders or cash donations to post office box, that's very good. If you want to donate online through the PayPal account with your credit card, for convenience sake, that's also very good. To us, it makes no difference at all. If you want to donate online, you just go to the donate button in English on the Hebrew site. You go to our Hebrew site, hayamin.org. On top, there's a donate button in English. You click on the donate button, and you can conveniently donate with your credit card in 3 or 4 minutes. Very, very convenient. We're going to keep up the fight. It isn't over yet. Ted Cruz is, of course, a very good speaker and a very good debater. And we have to fight for justice. We have to fight for what's right. Yes, it's uphill. Yes, the odds are against us. But this is a noble battle, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud of what we're doing and what we've been doing, that we have taken the uncompromising stand. I'm so proud that when everybody sells out, at least there's one organization that doesn't sell out that tells the truth. Do you know any other Jewish organizations that are standing up for Ted Cruz as he says the right things for Israel? Do you know any other Jewish organizations that are bringing you the information we bring you, that are doing the things that we do, either for the Jewish heroes in Israel or in the presidential campaign? There isn't any. In the United States, at least, there isn't any. In Israel, there are a couple of good organizations. But in the United States, there isn't any organization that's doing what we're doing. I am so proud of what we're doing in JTF. I'm so proud that we're taking a stand. I'm so proud that we're doing what's right. And even if we lose, we might. God forbid, I hope not. We're going to keep fighting. Let's hope not. You never know. But even if we lose, it was not a waste. Because when you stand up for what's right, when you fight for what's right, when you do the right thing, that counts in the eyes of God. And you never know when God will do something good for the world, or do something good for Israel, or the Jewish people, do something good as a reward for the fact that we took a stand and that we fought the good battle. You never know. You may not see. You may not see or understand why this made a difference. Even in this world, you may never even see it, or you may not see it in our lifetime. You never know. Sometimes you can see the results of what you've done. If you try to do something good, you can see the results immediately sometimes. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it takes 10 years. Sometimes you don't see it in your lifetime. But God never forgets, just like He never ignores our prayers. He never ignores good deeds that people do. It counts. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Win or lose. When you fight for what's right and tell the truth, it makes a difference, because that's why we're in this world. And I'm so proud of what we've done, and I'm so proud of all of our JTFers who have helped us along the way. Keep helping. Let's fight as a team. We're going to keep fighting this battle, because we know that the truth is not only important, truth and justice and righteousness, this is why we're in this world. This is why we were born and brought here in order to be a voice for truth. All human beings are in this world to fight for truth and justice and righteousness, to fight to make this a better world. All human beings are supposed to do that. That's our mission, and you should be very proud to be part of a team that is part of that mission. Let's fight together as a team. Together, we can make a difference, God willing. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.